This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Adapt or die, right? I mean, it sounds harsh, but there is a certain amount of Darwinism in business. Got to stay a step ahead of the competition. So from time to time on this program, we tell you about companies making hard left turns or right turns. Take your pick. YouTube started out as a video-based dating service. It's true. Shopify, the big e-commerce company, online snowboard equipment in its early days. This next pivot that Marketplace's Andy Euler is about to tell you about was even more unusual. Oil and gas exploration to competitive video gaming. Here you go.
If you're wondering how in the world a company gets all the way from fracking to Fortnite, well, it started with a phone call. In the summer of 2018, Black Ridge Oil and Gas CEO Ken DeCubelis was chatting with one of his company's largest investors.
He said, "Ken, what do you know about esports?" And I chuckled and I said, "Well, I can tell you my 11-year-old son is playing Fortnite all the time. And when he's not, he's on YouTube watching other people play Fortnite, or he's on Twitch watching this guy Ninja play Fortnite."
The investor on the phone, a guy named Lyle Berman, was pitching a company called Allied Esports, which puts together and broadcasts video game tournaments. Allied was part of the same company as World Poker Tour, which Berman also funded 17 years ago. It turns out Berman's a pretty famous poker player. He's in the Poker Hall of Fame. He told DeCubelis that Black Ridge Acquisition Corp., an investment company that went public in 2017, should ditch oil and gas and instead acquire the esports company, along with the poker company, for a cool $150 million.
We weren't out looking for esports opportunities, but you know, we ended up going full steam ahead with the pivot to esports.
The world of competitive video gaming suddenly just looked like a better investment than the volatile energy industry, which was losing its luster. But to make the pivot, Black Ridge had to sell the idea to its investors.
You know, when we were going on the road explaining this to shareholders, the very first question was, "Wait a minute, when you came here before your October 2017 IPO, you were selling an oil and gas thesis. What is this all about?"
DeCubelis isn't concerned that his expertise is energy. He says esports is such a young industry that there are no real experts there. Joanne Hyland co-authored a book called Pivot, How Top Entrepreneurs Adapt and Change Course to Find Ultimate Success. She says there are a few things a business needs to understand when trying to make a hard left turn.
We would want to know that they have a good market understanding of these new markets that they would want to go into. Because it's very difficult to go from, for example, oil and gas all the way over to esports without having some fundamental capabilities to make it happen.
A big pivot, it's been done many times. Just look at video game company Nintendo. It started out as a Japanese playing card manufacturer in the 1890s. After some mild success, the company was struggling to stay afloat, tried to get into a bunch of other industries that ended up going nowhere.
They sold rice for a while. They tried to get into taxi cabs. They even had something called love hotels, which are hotels that rent by the hour, You can fill in the rest there yourself.
That's Jeff Ryan. He's author of the book Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America. He says when the company started manufacturing video games in the 1970s, it still had contacts in the toy industry. So Nintendo's pivot was a little less out of left field than moving from oil and gas to esports.
Nintendo never did what Black Ridge seems to do, which is to discard their whole hand of poker and pick five new cards.
That new hand, esports, is growing rapidly. Technology consulting firm Activate says already more than 250 million people watch esports around the world, and Goldman Sachs says more people watch other people play video games than tune in for Major League Baseball. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.